The year 2000. A new year, a new century, a new millennium. And here I am, on a train, returning to my past. I look out for the glow of the cities, but now there's much more light in East Germany, and the glow is not so marked. I settle in the seat and take out my diary from that year, and I reread it, tracing my earlier journey into East Germany. September 1985.
Excuse me, you want an egg? They're hard-boiled.
No, thank you.
Are you sure?
Really, I'm fine.
You're young to travel alone like this. Where are you going?
Dresden.
Why do you want to go there?
I have a job there, teaching English.
To the children?
No, it's at the university, teaching professional people who need English for their work.
And you are English?
Yes.
So you are young and English and you choose to come here to the German Democratic Republic?
Yes.
Do you know what you're getting yourself into?
I studied German at university.
Oh, it's a different world you're going to. It'll all be quite different from everything you've ever known.
You think so?
I don't think so, I know. Some of it will be good, some of it will be bad. But whatever you find there, you will never quite be the same again.
This key for the outside door, then the smaller one for the actual flat. The last girl only left yesterday. Come in.
It's not bad. It's bigger than I expected.
It's bigger than the one they gave me. It's a bit bare. They only supply the essentials.
That's fine. It's not very clean.
No, she was asked to leave it as she found it. I'm sorry.
It's not your fault, Sarah.
I'll stay and help clean up. I don't mind.
Oh, thank you. How long have you been here?
This will be my third year. We'll have to go and get some cleaning things. Stay there. I'll see what the queue's for.
The sun shines and Dresden is beautiful, though there are still a lot of ruins from the war. The queue reaches the end of the building, all women standing patiently.
Crockery drainers. It's the first time they've been available this year. We'll have to go to the other shop.
I need to get food as well.
Oh, they sell food, but don't expect much choice. You won't starve while you're here, but you may get bored with potatoes and onions.
Is that it?
But they have other things, but you never know what. Don't try and plan what you'll eat or what you'll buy. And if they have something special, get it before it's gone. Come on.
That's enough for today.
Looks better, doesn't it?
Oh, so much better. Come and eat.
Have you registered with the police?
Not yet.
Oh, I'll take you tomorrow. Then we can go to the university to fill in their forms before term starts.
More forms?
Oh, there are hundreds of them. Where you've ever lived, all your political affiliations, whether you're a member of the only party that matters, the Socialist Unity Party. Don't worry, I'll help you through them.
Don't you mind?
Someone had to help me.
Thanks. Are those signs on all night?
I'm afraid so.
Socialism will triumph.
You'll get used to it.
When you arrive somewhere new, you can't believe you'll ever get used to it.
Especially somewhere so different.
Exactly.
Did you bring a camera?
Yes. I bought my diary as well. I don't want to forget any of this. October 1985. I actually managed to buy a loo roll today. There is so much to get used to. Of course, there are the queues and limited choice, but also the idea that the people are not free to travel, even to see relatives in the West. And I know I haven't been here long, but the news is already becoming monotonous, consisting almost entirely of praise for the USSR's latest peace initiatives and condemnation of the USA's aggressive militaristic stance. But at least there are things to experience and to observe and record. January 1986. I have lasted 5 months so far. Today I actually managed to buy some oranges. I ate by candlelight, with flowers on my table and music on my cassette player. I have felt lonely at times. I wrote home a long letter, but I'm afraid of writing too much, in case the letter is opened. It occurs to me that the only way to keep a semblance of sanity in this system is to mitmachen, to go along with it, and convince yourself that you believe the lie that life couldn't be better. They live in a cocoon of lies, which protects them from seeing the harsh realities of their existence. Surely they must know life is preferable in the West. They shouldn't insult us or our intelligence.
Paula!
Hi!
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Planning for the long weekend.
Are you going on the parade?
Oddly, no. I'm off to the Baltic.
Where?
Up to Rostock. Come with me.
Oh, I can't. I'm off to West Berlin, getting some supplies.
Great.
Thought I'd make some phone calls while I know no one's listening. Are you going by train?
Only one way. I'm getting a lift back with one of the students.
It's a 7-hour drive. Did you know that?
7 hours? No.
Who is he?
Just one of my students.
Then I hope he isn't one of the bores.
The GDR's 37th birthday. I watch the parade in Rostock as thousands hold their party banners and flags. I feel appalled fascination. I spend time reading and walking on the beach. Then I get up early to meet with Mr. Loeffler to share the journey back to Dresden. I'm really grateful for the lift, Mr. Loeffler.
Knut.
Knut.
It's my pleasure.
Did you go on the march?
No, I made sure I was on duty.
What do you do?
I'm a pediatric surgeon at the university clinic.
Why do you need English?
Career development, access to research materials. Are you a good teacher?
I think I am.
I like confidence. So, what do you make of our great GDR?
Good and bad. Like anywhere.
It isn't like anywhere else.
That's true.
Tell me what's good.
There's no homelessness.
Try the harbour at night.
There may be some people, but less than the West. The rents are low.
But the buildings are falling down.
No unemployment.
True. And we don't have to worry about making decisions, as the state does that. We don't need to worry about getting passports, as we can't travel. And we don't have to worry about what we say, as the state stops us from saying anything effective.
You're very outspoken.
You're young and naive. But you're not in the Stasi. That's one thing I know.
I can't be that bad.
Can't it? They'll already know that I'm giving you a lift. It'll be in my file and yours. I'm sorry. I am too outspoken. My ex-wife tells me, she says, if I continue like this, my daughter won't get a place at university. She wants to study medicine.
How old is she?
Around your age. Maybe a bit older, I'd guess. Though you don't sound so young.
Don't I?
No. I know you're naive, but you're a Westerner. Perhaps you look younger than you are. Had you been to a socialist country before?
No.
Oh, a woman goes into a state office, asks for a telephone to be installed. Ah, that is no problem, the man says. The engineer can be with you in 15 years' time, on the 10th of May, 2001. Oh, the woman says, that is no good. I have the plumber booked on that day. Oh, tell me, have you seen the work of Henry Moore?
Some.
And?
I'm not sure I understand it.
Well, you must like art. Have you been to the galleries? The Royal Academy, the National Gallery, the Colosseum, the Opera House?
Have you been to London?
Well, they won't let me. Though I'm allowed to learn your language, I am reduced to reading about your culture in books. Do you read?
Yes, German and English.
Well, we should share libraries and see if there is a crossover in our worldview. We should challenge each other.
You like a challenge?
That is a statement. I didn't hear the question mark.
That is correct.
You intrigue me.
I'm 21.
Then I am double your age, exactly.
That was my first meeting with Knut. Dr. Knut Loeffler.
How was the trip?
Good. Really good.
And the lift back?
He was really fascinating. We talked all the way about the GDR. Books, art, music, history, everything.
Was he outspoken?
Very. I haven't heard anyone speak like that before. It was so refreshing.
I hope he's careful.
I'm sure he knows what he's doing.
Did you want to stop and eat? Lentil soup again, I'm afraid.
May 16th, 1986. A quick trip to Leipzig, and it's great to hear real news again. Not so great to realize just how serious the Chernobyl nuclear accident was. The Western media are full of it. Neues Deutschland just carried 6 lines buried on page 5.
Paula, can I talk to you?
Of course. Did you have a problem with the grammar?
No, the grammar's fine.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were done.
Nearly.
We're all going for a drink. You coming?
30 seconds.
In the entrance hall.
Oh, am I only worth 30 seconds? I would have thought 60 at least.
You had 7 hours of me last week. Wasn't that enough?
It made me want more.
Oh.
I wondered if you'd like to come to the Porcelain Museum with me.
When?
Well, I was going to suggest now, but you have to go and meet your friends.
I don't have to.
No?
No. And so, that is what happened. The building is delicate and ornate and looks as fragile as one of the pieces of china it exhibits. We leave as the museum closes and go to an old cafe by the river where we have coffee and cognac. We talk for hours. We talk and look and talk.
Would you like to walk by the water?
I should go back home.
Well, I'll get you back home, just the long way.
All right. I've had a wonderful day.
So have I. A real conversation isn't always easy to find. It's an underrated skill. The city must have been beautiful.
It still is, to me.
I find it hard to see beauty in the GDR.
It is here.
Is it?
Yes. Knut walks me to my door, tentatively takes my hand in his, lifts it to his lips and kisses it. I write in my diary after he has gone. Knut is a man of culture. He's a philosopher, almost a mystic, certainly very intense and sensitive. Careful, Paula. I write. You know you're susceptible. I sleep badly. I turn in the bed and try, unsuccessfully, not to think about him. I say to myself it's all fine as it is, but it mustn't become more.
And tomorrow, Writing the Century returns at the same time, and Paula's relationship with Knut gets more serious.
This is BBC Radio 4 Extra.
John Le Carré was born David Corn.